My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin's first girlfriend, scammer Flory, wants money for a new cell phone and claims she loves Davin. But Davin wants a phone call first, especially after Flory heard Davin being shot during the last phone call. And did I mention the photos? So listen and enjoy.
Please help me with $200. I need to get a cell phone.
Oh, yeah.
I promise I won't disappoint again. I thought you wanted to leave the country. It makes no sense to get a cell phone when you hope to be here soon. She goes, I need us to talk on the phone first. Once I confirm the money, I will give you a call. Funny how that works out. If you get a phone, I can call you tomorrow around this time. She goes, I have it today. You'll be the first person I will call. Please, no, you can do it for me. Please, sweetheart, I still love. You know I can't be using another person's phone. It does not make any sense to me. I need my own. Please, do it for me. I'm pleasing you. And pleasing me? You're really not pleasing me at all. Flory, if I help you, if I speak to you, it is not based on love. It is based on human decency. Please stop saying you love me. We both know you really never loved me. Let's just try and be honest this time around, okay? Your saying you love me does not make it real. With all my heart, I do. I was just pretending that I do not.
Well, your heart and wallet.
Love you, always love you, honey. Forget the past. She got the tea this time. I go, we will see. Get a phone and we will talk. Let's see if you can remember who I am this time, okay? He goes, then send me money today and I will get one. I go, not going to happen. Borrow a phone and we can talk. I'm going to send you money. I'm not going to send you money again until we talk. Yeah, you don't want to help me. I understand you. Thanks. I'm exhausted.
Yeah, the difference between Flory and Agnes, I like Agnes better. Agnes is a little more banter. She cares a little bit more. Flory, right there.
At least
the point,
she pretends to.
Yeah.
This one is just money, money, money.
Yeah.
Well, it's Christmas.
Yeah, well.
I go, no, I want to talk to you before I help you. This relationship is not going to be based on money. Let's see if we can be friends and take it from there. Do you think you can go a week without asking for something?
Ah.
And then she's gone for a while. I go, so that's it? No money? Right away you disappear again? Should I be surprised? Why me? Why not the guy you've been seeing since we ended? Then try me this time. Let's what will happen whether I won't ask for another money. Trust me, it's the last time I will ask for money. Don't punish me with
just till next time.
Exactly. Don't punish me with because of my behavior. I have says that I'm always sorry for what have caused you. I go, just get a phone and we'll talk.
Get a dictionary too.
Stupid. Stupid. I go, I do not trust you. If you want to be trusted, you will earn it back. It really depends on how badly you want me in your life. It's up to you. Is okay, forget it. I have tried to let you know how I feel about my behavior last time, seeing that you still went to suffer me because of my attitude. So what exactly are you saying? Please, I need this money. I'm totally down. I go, send me a picture from today with you holding a sign saying you are sorry. I want you in blue jeans and a yellow t-shirt. I want you in the market of Porta Nova. Prove to me that this is real and I'll send and the money will come. I don't have it now, please.
Time for this shit. That's essentially what? I don't have time for this shit.
I go, I know. If you want to take it, I want you for once in this whole time I've known you to put a little effort in, to show it is not all about what I can do for you, to show you care. Please, I'm getting tired of all this. You seem to be different now to me. You are not helping me. Please, just ahead and do what's on mind, okay? I've told you, I do not love you. I do not trust you. I might help you, but you need to show me besides words why I should help you. Begging and please do not cut it with our history, and more importantly, a murder story that has holes that makes you seem guilty. The help is available, but you will earn it.
Yeah, boy, she is earning it.
She goes, should I give you a friend number to call me so that you believe me? I go, I want to talk to you, not a friend. She goes, yes, I will be the one to answer. Fine, we will talk. She gives me a phone number. Now I'm at home. I'm not calling. I'm not making that mistake again.
Yeah.
Last time I did that, she called my wife at 5 a.m. It was terrible. Hello, it's Flory. It's Flory. Who's this? It's Flory. It's Flory. Oh, fuck.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so we're not doing that again. I go, I can't call now. I'm packing and we'll be traveling. I will try and talk with you tomorrow. She goes, yeah. I go, you want to talk tomorrow? She goes, no, now. But she spelled no wrong.
What is she? How's she
spelled? K-N-O-W. I go, well, that's impossible. Why? Because I'm packing for a trip and we'll be traveling shortly. Got to make money to help my poor ex-girlfriend in the Benin Republic, don't I? Okay, honey, that's okay with me. Glad you approve. So I never got to ask you, what are you thinking when you heard me get shot those months ago? Honey, please, forget it all, okay?
Hold it. That's what she said?
Yeah, that's what she said, Joe. Forget about the shooting. Walk it off, stupid. You're alive, aren't you? What's six bullets amongst friends and lovers? Joe, the silence. Say something.
You got left off when you got shot.
There was a couple. There was a little bit more correspondence, but yeah.
Yeah, but if she wants anything out of you, wouldn't she? See, this is the difference between Flory and Agnes. Agnes shows more compassion where Flory doesn't.
Yeah.
And if you're Flory, why you're trying to get back into your heart, why wouldn't you show concern or have remorse over being so cold?
Or at least fake it.
Well, how could you? Yeah. I mean, hypothetically, this is all the truth. Now, you would think that you would try to work in your... Why would you gloss over that?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I think it's terrible.
She's an idiot.
But, I mean, I think this is a great exercise in a contrast between the two, don't you?
Absolutely.
It's fun. It's kind of funny to see the two of them in this situation. Like
yes.
This.
Yes. Be very interesting. I do like the difference between the two of them. But you got more stories on Agnes, right?
Yeah, Joe. Don't worry. I got more fun. Are you bored by Flory?
No, I'm intrigued by Flory. She's so stupid and to the point. Sort of like you.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.